Good morning, and welcome to Weekly News Roundup. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today, as always, is our brilliant reporter, Arohi, to break down the most impactful headlines from around the globe. Before we dive into today's news, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, May 8, in 1961, Alan Shepard became the first American to travel into space, completing a suborbital flight aboard Freedom 7. A pivotal moment in human exploration and technological advancement. Today, we're covering a wide range of stories, from the shifting landscape of AI regulation and market dynamics, to significant election results in India, and economic updates impacting Americans. We'll be drawing from top news organizations like NDTV News, NPR, The New York Times, CNBC, and the BBC. Arohi, let's jump right into the big tech story that's dominating headlines, AI oversight. It seems the Trump administration is taking a much closer look at artificial intelligence. What can you tell us about this developing story?
That's right. The Trump administration, which previously took a more hands-off approach to AI, is now seriously considering a new AI working group. This group would explore potential oversight and vet AI models before they are released to the public. CNBC confirmed this move, indicating a significant shift towards more active federal involvement in regulating the rapidly evolving AI landscape. The White House specifically plans to test models from major players like Google, Microsoft, and xAI.
This certainly marks a departure from earlier policies. What specific protections are being considered, particularly in light of recent developments within the industry?
The discussions revolve around creating a framework to ensure these powerful AI models are safe and responsible before they become widely accessible. This push for vetting models before release is a direct response to growing concerns about AI's potential societal impact, ranging from ethical dilemmas to national security implications. It's a proactive step to get ahead of potential issues.
And it's not just the government adjusting to AI. The Academy, too, is making changes. They've announced a major overhaul to their rules, which includes protections for writers and actors concerning AI. How significant are these changes for the entertainment industry?
These are significant updates, particularly given the recent Hollywood labor disputes that heavily featured AI as a central concern. The Academy's new rules focus on safeguarding creative professionals from the unchecked use of AI, ensuring fair compensation and control over their likeness and work. It also expands eligibility for international films, reflecting a broader global perspective. It signals a major industry shift towards acknowledging and addressing the impact of AI on creative work.
Shifting from regulation to market sentiment, Paul Tudor Jones, the billionaire hedge fund manager, recently made a projection about the AI bull market. What's his take on how much longer this rally might last?
Paul Tudor Jones believes the AI bull market has another year or two to run. He suggests the market is still in the middle innings of an AI-driven rally, implying there's significant upside potential remaining. This perspective from a seasoned investor indicates continued confidence in AI's transformative power and its ability to drive market growth for the foreseeable future.
That's certainly encouraging news for investors in the AI space. Speaking of investing, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy also weighed in on the company's massive AI spending. What was his message to investors?
Andy Jassy stated that Amazon's substantial AI investments reflect a once-in-a-generation opportunity. He reassured investors that this spending will ultimately be rewarded, positioning Amazon at the forefront of the AI revolution. Jassy's comments underscore Amazon's long-term strategic commitment to AI, viewing it as a critical driver for future growth across all its business segments, from cloud computing to e-commerce.
It seems like AI is truly reshaping corporate strategy across the board. However, it's not all smooth sailing. There's a report from the New York Times suggesting Meta's embrace of AI is making its employees miserable. What's happening there?
The report highlights significant internal challenges at Meta as it adapts to the AI era. The company is reportedly pushing many of its 78,000 workers to integrate AI into their daily tasks, while also preparing for potential layoffs. This intense push, combined with job insecurity, is contributing to widespread employee dissatisfaction. It's a clear example of the human cost and internal disruption that can come with rapid technological transformation within large organizations.
That's a tough situation for many employees. Let's pivot to the hardware side of AI. Wall Street is seeing a changing of the guard in the AI chip market. Intel, AMD, and Micron shares are soaring while Nvidia seems to be lagging. What's behind this shift?
This week saw Intel, AMD, and Micron surge double digits, with investors betting on CPU makers and memory companies to power the next stage of AI development. Historically, Nvidia has been the dominant force with its GPUs for AI training. However, the focus is now expanding to the broader infrastructure needed for AI inference and deployment, which requires powerful CPUs and ample memory. Intel's shares, in particular, soared on reports of a potential Apple chip deal, signaling a total pivot for chipmaking. The report highlights that Samsung, Intel, and Taiwan Semiconductor are the only three companies globally capable of manufacturing the most advanced chips required for high-end AI.
So, the AI trade is broadening beyond just specialized GPUs. Jim Cramer also shared his list of AI winners for 2026 and beyond. Who made his list and what's his overall outlook?
Jim Cramer noted that the data center and artificial intelligence boom is spreading far beyond traditional tech companies, impacting nearly every sector of the market. While he didn't name specific companies in the summary, his analysis suggests that the ripple effects of AI innovation will benefit a diverse range of businesses, indicating a robust and expanding investment landscape for AI-related growth. He sees strong opportunities in companies that provide the underlying infrastructure, software, and services for AI.
That broader perspective is interesting. And staying with market strategies, there's a win-win hedge trade gaining popularity among traders. Can you explain this strategy?
This hedge trade involves selling downside protection in semiconductor names where volatility is expensive, and simultaneously buying downside protection in the S&P 500, where it's relatively cheap. The idea is to capitalize on the high premium paid for protecting against drops in volatile semiconductor stocks, using those funds to buy cheaper protection for the broader market. It's designed to be a risk mitigation strategy that still offers potential upside from the semiconductor sector.
That sounds like a sophisticated approach to managing risk in a volatile market. Let's move across the globe now to significant election results in India. West Bengal, a crucial state, has seen its political landscape reshaped. What are the key takeaways from these election results?
The results from West Bengal are a major story. Prime Minister Modi's party, the BJP, has taken control of West Bengal for the first time, achieving their 200-par target. This outcome is expected to significantly strengthen Modi's political position midway through his third term. The victory conquers one of India's toughest political frontiers and could reshape not just the state's politics, but also the future trajectory of the BJP across eastern India. It marks a significant geographical expansion of their influence.
This is a huge development. There were also allegations of election manipulation by Mamata Banerjee, a prominent figure in Bengal politics. How did officials respond to those claims?
Mamata Banerjee alleged that the chief election commissioner had become the villain of this election. However, election officials in Bengal swiftly refuted these claims of manipulation. They maintained that the election process was fair and transparent, adhering to all established protocols. This refutation was critical to uphold the integrity of the electoral process amidst high-stakes political competition.
Beyond West Bengal, were there other significant results from the Indian elections?
Absolutely. Alongside the BJP's triumph in Bengal, there was a significant outcome in Tamil Nadu where the party of actor Vijay delivered what's being called a blockbuster performance. These collective results could lead to a churning within the opposition India bloc and further solidify a saffron wave for the BJP, stretching its influence from the northeast all the way to Gujarat. It points to a substantial shift in the national political balance.
This certainly paints a picture of a transforming political map in India. Shifting to international relations, there's news about India and the US being very close to a trade deal. What's the latest on these negotiations?
A Trump administration official has indicated that India and the US are very close to a trade deal. The official stated that negotiations have been ongoing for months, suggesting that significant progress has been made on resolving outstanding issues. A successful deal would enhance economic ties and open new avenues for trade between the two countries, potentially impacting various sectors.
And staying with India's strategic developments, tell us about Operation Sindoor and how India's defense technology is reshaping warfare.
Operation Sindoor marks a year of success in integrating India's indigenous defense technology with battlefield applications. Indian defense startups are actively collaborating with the army, focusing on innovations like advanced drones and other cutting-edge systems. This initiative is effectively rewriting conventional war strategies by leveraging domestic technological prowess, enhancing India's defense capabilities and fostering self-reliance in military hardware.
That's a fascinating look at India's technological and political landscape. Now, let's turn our attention back to the US economy. Surging gas prices are once again shaking Americans. What's contributing to this, and how is it impacting the average consumer?
High gas prices are indeed a major concern for many Americans right now. While specific reasons for the current surge aren't detailed in the summary, factors like global supply dynamics, geopolitical tensions, and refining capacity can all play a role. These elevated costs directly impact household budgets, affecting everything from daily commutes to the cost of goods due to increased transportation expenses. It's a significant stressor on consumer finances.
And how might these economic pressures, particularly the cost of living, factor into how voters judge the current administration?
Voters will undoubtedly judge the current administration on the economy, with the cost of living being a primary concern. High gas prices and overall inflationary pressures directly impact everyday Americans, and their perception of economic well-being often translates into political sentiment. How much the administration can do to mitigate these costs in the time it has left will massively influence public opinion and, potentially, future election outcomes.
Speaking of the broader economy, the Federal Reserve recently turned its focus to inflation as the job market stabilizes. What did April's report indicate, and what does this mean for interest rates?
April's jobs report showed that employers added more jobs than expected, signaling a stabilizing job market. This data supports the Federal Reserve's view that it can afford to hold interest rates steady for the time being. The central bank is carefully balancing a strong labor market with ongoing efforts to bring inflation under control. The stability gives them more flexibility in their monetary policy decisions, without immediate pressure to either hike or cut rates.
Now, let's talk about the national debt. The U.S. debt has hit a concerning milestone, and experts suggest Trump's policies could worsen it. What's the trajectory of this debt?
The U.S. national debt is now outgrowing the size of America's economy, a concerning milestone. Experts warn that current policies could accelerate the country's fiscal headaches. Unless policymakers intervene with significant reforms, the increasing debt burden poses long-term risks to economic stability and future growth, potentially leading to higher interest payments and less fiscal flexibility.
And on the topic of economic policy, permitting reform is being discussed as a way to benefit both the American economy and the climate. What does this reform entail?
Permitting reform aims to streamline the approval processes for infrastructure and energy projects. Currently, lengthy and complex permitting procedures can significantly delay critical projects, hindering economic growth and the deployment of clean energy technologies. By simplifying these processes, the goal is to accelerate development, create jobs, and facilitate investments that are beneficial for both the economy and environmental sustainability.
That sounds like a common-sense approach with potentially broad benefits. But what about the impact of tariffs? Boutique businesses are wondering what's next amid tariffs, rebates, and lingering confusion.
Tariffs continue to create uncertainty for many businesses, particularly small, boutique operations. A Brooklyn General store, for instance, which imports Taiwanese goods, was significantly impacted by tariffs. While rebates are being considered as a form of relief, the overall confusion and unpredictable nature of trade policies make long-term planning difficult. These businesses are grappling with fluctuating costs and complex regulations, impacting their supply chains and profitability.
That certainly sounds like a challenging environment for small businesses. On the political front, the California governor race is also in the news. What should we know about the current state of that race?
The California governor's race is gearing up, though the summary doesn't provide specific details on candidates or recent polls. However, with California being the most populous state, the outcome will have significant implications for state policy, national politics, and could serve as an indicator for broader political trends. Voters are evaluating candidates on issues ranging from economic policies to environmental regulations.
Shifting gears to global markets and specific commodities, traders are embracing a nacho trade, betting on a prolonged oil shock. What exactly is this nacho trade, and why are they expecting oil prices to remain elevated?
The nacho trade is a new strategy where traders are betting that disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz and elevated oil prices will persist longer than expected. Hormuz is a critical choke point for global oil shipments. The nacho acronym stands for Not a Chance Hormuz Opens, reflecting a belief that geopolitical tensions will keep the strait a risky area, thereby sustaining high oil prices. This trade signals Wall Street's expectation of ongoing volatility in global energy markets.
That's a very specific market bet with significant global implications. Finally, let's touch upon European politics. Keir Starmer's Labour Party is bracing for local election losses amid a new era of UK politics. What are the predictions there?
Polls predict historic losses for Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party in the upcoming local elections. Anti-immigrant Reform UK is making significant gains, indicating a shift towards a new era of multi-party politics in the UK. This outcome could signal public dissatisfaction with traditional parties and a growing appetite for alternative political voices, potentially reshaping the country's political landscape for years to come.
Arohi, that was an incredibly comprehensive and insightful roundup of the week's top stories. Thank you for walking us through those complex narratives.
My pleasure.
And before we go, here's a surprising fact to leave you with. Did you know that the world's smallest computer is smaller than a grain of sand? It's developed by IBM and is designed to monitor and analyze data for various applications, including medicine and supply chain management. It truly highlights the incredible advancements in miniaturization and computing power that are constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. That's all the time we have for today's weekly news roundup. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more of the stories shaping our world. Until then, have a wonderful week.